When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get everything for your next project today at Menards and save big money. Right now, all stock outlets with USB ports are on sale. Ditch the need for bulky USB adapters. Upgrade your home with features like ultra-fast charging, allowing you to charge your smart devices up to 40% faster than standard USB outlets. Also, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and check out all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, Cinephiles. Welcome to Cinephile Summer, a brand new season of Cinephile Game Night, where your favorite film podcasts go head-to-head to see who is the ultimate cinephile. I'm your host, Dan Mecca, from the Film Stage and the B-Side Podcast. And here we have a very special episode, The Film Stage versus One Heat Minute Productions. As usual, we'll be playing three cinephile games, 6 degrees, movie actor, and filmography. Best of three rounds of 6 degrees will receive 1 point. The winner of movie actor gets 2 points, and the winner of filmography gets 3 points. The team with the most points at the end will be declared the winner and receive a lifetime of bragging rights and be crowned the ultimate cinephile. Our guests tonight from One Heat Minute Productions are host of One Heat Minute, Miami Nice, All the President's Minutes, Zodiac Chronicle, and the latest in his ever-expanding podcast empire, podcaster and commander, Blake Howard. Blake, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm awesome, Dan. Thank you so much. It's really awesome to chat to you again, and it's just cool to see my team on here. I'm getting really excited. I'm like a schoolgirl. It's really fun to be here.
We appreciate you all making the time. It's early in as we're recording in Australia, so thank you.
You're welcome.
And we also have on this amazing team, host of Josie and the Podcast, as well as a best-selling author and TV writer, Maria Lewis, who also, I just want to mention, wrote It Came from the Deep, which is something I really like, a book I like a lot. Maria, how are you doing?
Oh, thanks. I was wondering why you're asking about that. I was like, boy, this is a specific merman question.
But thanks. thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks. It's a pleasure. I love getting up early.
With no sarcasm or with no snark or sarcasm at all.
Sincerity.
Usually you have to coax Maria out of her bed with like a waffle with chicken and a coffee.
Yeah,
and
you're like,
come on.
All right, we also have, of course, co-host of the Blues Brothers and the host of the Total Reboot podcast, Lexi Taliopoulos. What's up? How are you?
I am well, thank you. It is a beautiful morning here in Australia. Nice and cold. Extremely misty and foggy outside. And I actually don't think my brain's working yet. I don't even know what you just asked me. I don't know if I'm answering a question. I'm just talking. I heard my name and I presumed speak now.
Just, you're going to feel out the vibes. You know, it was a strategy on the Film Stage team side to start sit record at this time. That was the goal. Yeah. It's a competitive edge.
I'll let it be known. I am an empath, so I will be feeling every vibe during the day, and I will slowly accustomize myself to what is going on. But once I get there, you better watch out. Team that I'm versing.
Okay. Now here we go. Wild card in the group, because you're in LA. Our final One Heat Minute team member, co-host of Miami Nice, and a film critic for Tribune Agency, LA Times, and more, Katie Walsh. How are you?
Hi. I'm sorry I don't have an Australian accent, and I'm not going to attempt it because I would offend all of my team members. But it is 3 p.m. here. We've got June gloom, so
wow.
We're kind of simpatico in the weather.
Yeah. Well, The June gloom, I know it's sad. Okay, so playing for the film stage team, as usual, we have cinephile creator Corey Everett. Corey, what's up?
Hey, everybody. Happy to be here. Good to see you guys. I don't have an accent. We do have June gloom. That's all I got.
Wow. All right.
I mean, and you've got an accent for what?
You are the one with an accent.
You're right.
I speak naturally and normally compared to everyone else.
You sound like a political criminal to us.
I am a little concerned for listeners who are going to confuse mine and Alexi's voices. So just one more time, this is Corey. Other one is Alexi.
Vince is Corey. I am Corey.
We have special guests for Team Film Stage today. Co-host of the Mixed Reviews podcast, the wonderful, our very good friend, Gavin Mevius. Gavin, how are you?
Hello.
I love it. No bits. Let's get going. I love it. And last but certainly not least, co-host of the Bright Wall Darkroom podcast, the great Veronica Fitzpatrick. Veronica, how are you?
I'm good. I'm so happy that the Brigadoon portal between Bright Wall Darkroom and the film stage remains open today. Exactly.
I love it. All right. So here we go. Without further ado, let's start the games. Here to explain the rules of our first game is cinephile creator Corey Everett. Take it away.
All right. Thanks, Dan. The first game we're going to be playing tonight is called 6 Degrees. So if you've ever played the Kevin Bacon game, it's a little bit like that. Two players will each draw one card from the deck and read the name of the actor on the card. Then the first person who can connect them through their films in 6 movies or less, say you've got it, explain your connection. As long as it's within 6 movies, that will count as a win. If someone else gets it at the same time, has it in a fewer number of degrees, then that person and team will get the win. The first team to win best of 3, so two rounds, will receive a point for the entire round, and then we will move on to the next game. Does anybody have any questions about 6 degrees before we get started?
So anyone can guess from either team?
Yeah, so everyone is playing, so we're going to be kind of a free-for-all. So the first person who can solve it, let us know, and then explain your connection.
Okay, that won't be me, so I don't have to worry about that. I'd happily pick cards, but my brain does not work in 6 degrees.
Then you just volunteered. Katie, Dan, you got something?
Well, I'm going to say I'm really bad, too. So, Katie, do you have your cards, you said?
I do. I have every pack. I've got action. Okay. Pack. I've
Why
got
don't
we
no
need to add back? We need to sign
it.
To
rub it in.
I like you got that from your own team.
I'm
trying to build goodwill because so I can't do this one.
Okay. So Katie and Dan, why don't you each draw a card from the deck and read the name of the actor on the card, and then the first person who can connect them, let us know.
Okay. So Katie, show your card and I'll show mine.
Mine is Ewan McGregor.
Okay, Ewan McGregor. Mine is Jeff Bridges. Ewan McGregor to Jeff Bridges.
Oy.
Both Ewan men McGregor both have faces. Excellent. Good place to
Alexi.
Start.
This is where you gotta turn those brain cells on.
Oh my gosh, that... My two brain cells are clinking together right now, trying to form one thought. I know several movies that these men have appeared in, so...
That's not the game, though, is it? I can connect it.
I'm trying to connect them. I'm doing my best right now.
I'm trying... Yeah, I'm so bad at this game. Ewan McGregor, talented actor.
Do we start with Ewan McGregor to go to Jeff Bridges?
No, it's either way.
Go either way. Either direction.
Just like life, babe. Either direction.
Now, let me just say, Connor's not here with us. He's very good at this game. Let's just say that. That's just currently very missed. We love you, Connor.
God, this is a hot. This is a really weird one. You're trying to go through all the shit Ewan McGregor American movies?
Hey, now. Actually, I don't know what I mean. You're right.
Sorry.
Oh, man.
Up to just
there's so many. It's gonna when someone gets it, it's gonna be embarrassed.
Oh, I think I'm getting close now.
Oh well, okay.
I think I can do it. It might be a little roundabout. Ewan McGregor is in Trainspotting with Kelly MacDonald, who's in No Country with Josh Brolin, who's certainly in...
Oh, my God, Corey. It's right there.
Is he in True Grit?
Yeah, that's where I am.
Brolin is?
Yeah, you can ask the question.
No, I wasn't sure if I had to take one extra step. Matt Damon.
Are we Brolin?
Okay.
He invented the game. That's like a half point for this little kid. All right.
Okay, that's round one.
All right, that's like 0.5 points. Okay, so here we go.
One more to move on. So,
all right, so I'll draw another card. Does anybody else have a deck? Or
yeah, Blake, do you want to draw the other
one? Yeah, I've got a deck.
Okay. Hang on, 1 second. Just real quick. Is that it? Is that game hit over? Like, sorry.
Yeah. So we do.
Yeah, we're gonna do another 6 degrees now.
But so we do.
Do you have to have six films?
No, I mean,
you're trying to get a few.
Fuck it. What did I was trying to count six? That fucking.
No. The more number of degrees, the better.
The fewer. Wait, Matt. Wait, Maria, do you have less than what they did? Because then we'll win the point.
No, fuck it. Go on to the next one.
Well, so but just to be clear that. We haven't won yet because we're doing three. So there's two more chances. Yeah.
So the fewest degrees is the winner.
The closest connection is what you want to find.
Well, I was trying to get a perfect six anyway.
That would have been cool, too, if you got that.
Yeah, I would have been impressed.
Blake, right. What do you got?
Jason Statham.
Okay.
Jason Statham.
Jason Statham to Marlon Brando.
What?
Whoa.
Holy
I've got
shit.
It.
I'm going to.
Me too.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Jason Statham, Edward Norton, Italian Job, Edward Norton, Marlon Brando, the score.
Yes!
That was excellent. That was one shorter than mine.
All right, so see, here we go. So
it's somebody's game.
Next
so
game.
This you see Maria, she's like, Blake, the two shit movies we've watched together.
Can I ask, is Jason Statham also in Killer Elite with Robert De Niro through the score as well?
Oh, wow.
They are too connected. It's too fast.
Yeah. when I saw I picked Marlon Brando, I was like, oh, this might be hard. But then you think of like the De Niro connection.
It's that then Frank Oz connection, dude. Frank Oz, he is one of the great networkers in Hollywood. Yeah, everyone together.
Oh, hell yeah.
And not make it work.
All right, so one more. Who do we want to draw? Who's drawn?
Why don't Blake and Katie, you each draw, and then the winner of this one gets the point for the entire round. It is winner take all now.
Yep.
All right, so I have...
The stakes are high.
I have Adam Sandler in Punch Drunk Love.
Adam Sandler to...
And...
Vanessa Redgrave.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Vanessa Redgrave to Adam Sandler.
Die, IRA.
Vanessa Redgrave to Adam Sandler.
The IRA.
Yeah.
IRA moment.
I think I have it.
All right, Corey.
Wow.
What you got?
Vanessa Redgrave is in the first Mission Impossible, yes?
Yes.
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 With Tom Cruise, who is in Tropic Thunder with Ben Stiller, who's in Happy Gilmore with Adam Sandler.
How many is that?
Three. Can you beat it, Blake?
The Troubles?
No, there's an Emilio Estevez connection in here, and I've just got to trace it back.
All right, take a minute, take a little time, and that'll...
The Emilio Estevez connection...
I think Vanessa Redgrave is in Billy Madison. I think she plays one of his classmates. No, just kidding.
It's been a minute since I watched that a thousand times.
She's a love interest.
All right, Blake, what do you think?
Nah, I'm good.
All right, and with that, so the film stage have a point on the board, and we are now moving.
Sorry, I picked Vanessa Redgrave.
Second game of the evening, which is called Movie Actor. So the object of the game is to be the last player standing. And so how we play this game is one player will draw a card from the deck and read the name of the movie on the card. The next player must name any actor from that movie. They may but do not have to name the actor on the card. The next player names another movie that actor has been in, and so on and so forth. If a player cannot name a movie or actor, that player is out, and then the next player will draw a card, and we will continue going around until only one player remains. And then when there is only one player left, that team will receive 2 points for winning the round movie actor. Does anybody have any questions about this game before we get started?
So it's basically like Sucky Fucky Movie Edition.
So one person.
Blow. Yeah, no. Suck it
not,
blow.
Not, same. Not exactly.
That's not what he called it.
Meant when he designed it, but sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was exactly what he had in mind when he designed it. Let's be honest.
The turn order for this is going to be alphabetical by first name alternating teams. And so it's going to be Corey, myself first, and then Alexi, and then Dan, and then Blake, and then Gavin, and then Katie, and then Veronica, and then Maria.
Oh,
and then we go back to the top.
We'll list it. We'll list it.
Oh, my God. You just I thought you were asking us to do an equation. I was like,
I know.
It's
algebra.
It's in the chat if you need.
Don't worry.
So the turn order will be solve for x plus y equal 2 times 9.
Are we back in Billy Madison? Is that what we're doing? Okay. So I'm going to draw the first card. And it's going to be a movie which is called Election.
Okay.
So now it goes to Alexi, who can name any actor from the film Election. It can, but does not have to be the actor on the card, which will go to Dan.
My choice shall be Chris Klein.
Okay. Chris Klein to me. This goes to Blake. Okay. Chris Klein, actor, very talented. Rollerball? Chris Klein?
Just say very talented about Chris Klein.
That's the I'm killing time, like, go-to.
Wow.
I mean, you know.
Talented and actor.
Chris Klein is weeping somewhere with joy in the world right
He's
now.
Been watching that Mamma Mia audition video.
Oh, America. So Blake, Rollerball. Right? John McTiernan's Rollerball to you, Blake.
John McTiernan's Rollerball.
Oh, that's me. American Pie. What the fuck? Come on.
I forgot about American Pie.
He's a very talented actor.
Yeah, apologies to next week's guest, Chris Klein. I do not know how this happened.
So sorry, we had to bump you.
Yeah.
They feel like Chris Klein and Chris Pine market corrected each other because their names are too similar.
There are.
If Connor were here, his head would be exploding fire because you cannot find a bigger Chris Pine fan. So
yeah, so, it's true. The reason Chris Klein doesn't have a better career is because better actor Chris Pine exists. Correct.
So
that's what I wanted. Thank you, Gavin.
So, Blake, first round hint. There is two actors in it who are pretty well known. One also was a music person.
Yeah, I just can't remember, and I don't. I think it might be LL Cool J.
Just try. Is that your guess?
It's LL Cool J.
Okay, it's LL Cool J. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ladies love Cool James. Okay. Ladies love Cool James.
The fellas love Cool Blake.
Correct it.
All right, so ladies love Cool James to Gavin Mevius.
Halloween H2O.
Nice.
Sure. Sure.
Halloween H2O 2.
As a security guard, right?
Yeah.
So it goes to me?
To you, yeah, H2O.
I'm going to say, my good friend Adam Hahnbird.
Whoa. Or Veronica.
Actually. Adam Hahnbird's in a very famous movie as a child actor.
Or Veronica's like, I don't
know. Yeah.
He's actually very famous in Australia. He's one of our favorite celebrities.
Are you following my life?
He's famous.
Play poker with Maria's face right now. Jesus Christ.
I literally have no idea whether the person you named is actually alive. Like, I've never heard of that.
Okay, this is like very unfair because I am friends with John Bird.
It's okay.
They sound like a fake person to me.
He is in a very famous, hint, a very famous movie as a child where he plays the titular character. And this movie is also directed by a very famous Oscar-winning actress.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I don't watch movies with children in them. So.
You want to take a good pause? Okay, all right. Veronica's out. Can I just take a guess, though?
Yes.
You know, it doesn't count. Is it Little Man Tate?
Yes.
Okay.
I've never had.
Is he Little Alan Parrish in Jumanji as well?
Yes, he's in Jumanji.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh. He's Little Alan Parrish.
Poor Veronica. I'm sorry. Okay.
That's okay. Fit the fucking Jumanji kid with
two child movies. I'm sorry.
So
it was the Achilles heel
from The Witches, is it?
That kid's British, right?
So, Maria, anyway, you have a deck, or do you want me to draw for you?
No, I said I'm poor. I don't have a deck.
Okay. So here we go.
Veronica, I salute you. I had no idea.
I know.
Yes, I have Veronica.
Nor does.
This kind of happened a lot the last time I played.
No, don't say that. It won't happen again. Okay. All right, here we go. Okay, so the movie would be L.A. Confidential, Maria. So Maria says L.A. Confidential.
And that goes to me to know someone in that movie.
Yeah.
I will say Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito. Alexi.
Thanks.
To that, I shall say a movie he stars in and directs, Matilda.
Matilda. Yeah.
Okay. My favorite.
All right, Matilda to me, and I got to try to get Blake out. Mara Wilson. She's in stuff, though, right? I don't know. Mara Wilson.
Try harder, Dan.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
But what else? Mrs. Doubtfire. Is she in that? Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Mrs. Doubtfire to Kevin.
Matthew Lawrence
to Katie.
Oh, isn't he dating Chili from TLC? Is that correct?
Yeah,
that
I believe so. Yeah.
Does that count?
No, wait, Matthew Lawrence is in Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yeah,
his brother.
His younger brother.
Yeah. All right. What do you think, Katie?
Okay, has he been in any other movie?
I actually know one movie that was a theatrical release.
One movie you watch every year?
Okay, also...
Is this Doubtfire? I just said it.
The other one.
I feel like I reviewed a really bad movie he was in, like an indie movie like years ago, but I...
Matthew Lawrence? Dallas.
Yeah, I could not possibly pull it in the depths of my brain.
Is this pain?
Oh, it's a...
What happens every year that he might...
What a thing!
Oh, wait, Halloween. Okay, Corey watches movies every October, Halloween with his dad. It's some obscure horror movie. It's got to be.
All right, what is it?
I don't know.
All right, Katie's out.
Okay, Katie's out. Karma is her boyfriend. And the movie, it's Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. He's Steve Martin's son in like two scenes at the.
He's also in the Rob Schneider vehicle, the hot chick.
I love that.
Veronica knows,
which we of course watch every year on Rob Schneider's birthday.
Or
national holiday.
We all celebrate
it every year.
Us Americans are sick.
All right, so
you know.
All right, so
you guys don't get Hot Chicks Day off in Australia. That's not a national holiday.
Maria,
and it's every day here.
Yeah, baby.
All right, Maria draws again, so I'll draw. So here we go. The movie is, back to Corey, Marriage Story to Corey.
Fuck me.
Marriage Story to...
Okay, an actor from that movie.
Come on, bro.
I'll do Adam Driver.
Adam Driver, great.
Yeah.
To Alexi.
I would say for my favorite movie... Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker.
To me. I'll say, you know what I'll say to Blake? Carrie Russell.
Mission Impossible 3, baby.
Yep. Yeah.
Thinking about.
Yep.
Give that to Gavin because I can't wait until we actually talk about the Rob Schneider Day on a podcast. That's got to happen.
Invite me on, baby. No, do not invite me on for that one. Invite me on for something else.
All right, so am I through to get?
Maggie Q.
Ooh. Good one. That goes
great. Yeah, better.
I love
it. This is going to me.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I forgot I had a tip. Maggie Q. What's something that she's in? Fuck.
Or like, yeah, get him. Oh, shit. It's me.
I'm about to say the TV series, but that doesn't count.
I know what I love. I saw every episode of that TV series.
It was so good. I love her tattoo. EQ. Fuck.
There's a big one, Maria. There's a big one.
Okay, that's unhelpful. Thank you.
That's so unhelpful.
Thank you.
It's big.
Y'all think small ones.
It's a franchise.
All right.
Tom Hanks, Zolta, the mysterious. It's not
a big one. It's very, very good.
James Bond? Fuck, I don't know. Nah, I'm not sure.
James Bond, the movie.
Very true. Maria's out.
Thank God.
What is the movie said it. Like?
The Die Hard 4, like the day to Die Hard.
I haven't seen that. Yeah.
Also,
is Die Hard 4 a big one?
No.
it's
It has large things that happen in it.
That's true.
That's true.
He does. He does quote throw a train at a plane or something, right? Or something. There's a line like that. Anyway,
remember he took some flight lessons so he would be less scared of flying.
Yes,
everybody.
In the movie.
Yeah, just a retcon part two.
Okay.
Quick Maggie Q rec. The movie she was in with Michael Keaton last year,
The Protege,
which is actually a really good kind of 90s action throwback. With that said, new round, and the movie is called Moulin Rouge, and that is going to
Alex. All right, Moulin Rouge to Alex.
To me?
Yeah.
To me?
Yeah.
John Leguizamo. John Leguizamo.
I think this came up on another recent episode, actually, and this is a good one to get Blake out on. Sorry, Blake. John Leguizamo, at the peak of his stand-up powers, was in a film called The Pest.
Oh, wow.
To Blake, The Pest. I do think there are other people in it. I don't know, though. Like,
well, I feel like this is very American bias, because I don't think we ever even got that movie yet.
While Blake thinks about it, have any of you in Australia heard of that movie called Moulin Rouge? It's directed by one of your guys, so I just curious.
Yeah, he's
pretty good.
He's a bit of a wallflower. But
I imagine.
I would say this. Not only do we know Moulin Rouge, every one of the Australians in this chat probably know many secrets about Baz Luhrmann.
And maybe there's someone who got banned from a red carpet and had to stand to the side while Baz walked down it. You know,
I didn't get banned from the red carpet. The specific words were, "I cannot stand to look at her. Make sure she's out of my line of sight."
Wow!
Yikes. Oh, that's
Katie,
my God,
Katie, I can't believe you did that. But no,
as a representative of the Alphabet Mafia, happy Pride. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
I wore this jumper just for you.
Thank you.
Okay. What do you think, Blake?
I'm digging through VHSs in my head, and I can't.
Okay. Is it a hint to say that he's wearing sunglasses on the VHS cover and looking up like this?
Haunting.
That is it. Post.
Okay. I just want to know if Dan can name a single other person.
No, I said.
Absolutely not.
I said I can't.
Yeah, we can't. I'm done.
That should be an illegal move, in my opinion. That's
it. I know. I think you have to be able to at least name someone
else. Yes, that has come up. Look, honestly, that's come up before, right, Corey? And it's come up before, right? It's under consideration.
It's under consideration.
Because the strategy is
that you could name a movie that stars one person and knock someone out, and there's kind
but
of
it's
no
a good point. Honestly, it is a good point because it's like I should probably know, right? Yeah, you're right. But that's not the rules. So, you know.
So it's not the rules. We'll take it under advisement. Yeah, I have no idea who the hell.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's
Gavin
to draw a new card.
Oh, do you want me?
I got a box right here.
You got it. You
look at this.
Wow.
And the movie is Jurassic Park.
Okay, so just to be clear,
how does that?
Kate, that goes to Katie's out, so that goes to Corey, right? Yeah,
Veronica's out.
Maria. And so Alexi's holding it down right now.
Alexi.
My gosh,
hi, Alex. Okay.
All right.
So Jay Park to Mr. Everett.
To me, I will go. Wayne Knight.
Sure. Newman.
Dennis Nedry.
From Seinfeld.
So whose turn is it?
Yes,
there's a good back to me.
It goes to
okay. Basic Instinct.
Yes. Okay, to me. And this goes to Gavin, who's my teammate. So.
Big Veronica movie energy there. She doesn't watch movies.
All right. Basic Instinct
yeah.
To Gavin. I'll just keep it simple, right? I'll just say Michael Douglas to Gavin.
Michael Douglas. I know, so I'm not going. Romancing the Stone. Let's just look.
Beautiful.
Or,
I guess we'll just go Kathleen Turner.
Kathleen Turner to Alexi.
The War of the Roses.
War of the Roses to me. Danny DeVito, I guess.
Again,
go back to DeVito. Yeah. Gav.
You gotta do your shirt. I mean, come on,
Man Returns.
Sure. B returns to.
To me, I'm gonna say Jan Hook.
Nice.
And shall I say Coneheads?
Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah, boy.
Wow. She is.
So, okay. Yeah. Who's in Conan?
I don't know if I...
Yeah. Who are the people in Conan?
Take a guess.
I can name one. I chose it because
I'm from France.
People in Conan.
Do you know the show in which it was spun?
Yeah, yeah, I freaking know as well, bro. All right.
Who might have starred in the
Uncle Ben Beats?
Was it a...
I would only ever choose a movie I could back up.
I honestly...
I'm an honorable player.
I honestly, okay. Hand to God, cannot remember who the person is who plays the other person.
There is literally not a day that
goes by that there, I'm out. I'm out.
You really? Yeah. SNL people, they're probably seeing that movie.
Can I well, say a name? Then?
I don't remember. Who is it?
I mean, Dan Aykroyd, but I'm the
funniest comedian in history, Dan Aykroyd.
I never saw it. I never saw it.
All right, I'll laugh a minute with Mr. Aykroyd. Hello, right. Man.
I've seen Marvel the Mars Alien.
Every...
All right, Gavin,
saw that with my grandmother.
Gavin, you draw a card. I'm sorry. That was a legit blind spot. I've never seen it. All right.
Everyone has to see Conehead's as homework today.
Narfle the Garthug, Dan Mecca. Narfle the Garthug. The film is Reality Bites to Corey.
Okay.
God. All right. Dan Aykroyd's in Conehead's. Okay. All right.
You could have said Chris Farley. He plays the voice man in it. David Spade. Come on. Kevin Nealon.
Drag.
Speaking, I'll do David Spade from Reality Bites.
David Spade.
I shall say Tommy Boy
to Gavin.
And I say Chris Farley
to
me.
Corey.
I will say Beverly Hills Ninja.
Ooh, good one, too. Okay.
I'm going to put a guess in. I'm going to guess James Tong.
All right, Beverly, I'm looking it up.
I haven't seen Beverly Hills Ninja for 25 years, is my guess.
Who is? Wait, sorry, say the name again, just so I have it.
James Tong?
Oh, I don't think so. I'm looking, double checking. No, he's not in it. All right, so.
That was a really good guess, Lex.
That was a really good
guess. Is he in Wayne's World 2?
Is it Nicolette Sheridan from Nicolette Sheridan? Is she the love interest? Okay.
All right, so.
Nicolette Sheridan's the love interest? And I've never seen it, so, but shocking.
All right, so the film stage gets that. So here's how it works. Right?
God, you guys played.
Hang on. That was close. So we have 3 points, but the whole thing now with the game is if you win filmography, it's tied, right?
Yes, exactly. So we are going to move on to the final game of the evening, which is called filmography. So the object of the game is to name more films by one actor than your opponent. So actors with longer filmographies, like Sam Jackson, will mean longer rounds, while actors with fewer appearances, like, I don't know, David Spade, would be shorter rounds. So one player will draw a card from the deck, and read the name of the actor and the film.
Corey, your new example is Chris Klein.
Nice.
A great actor. Though talented.
And basically, we're going to go around taking turns. Each subsequent player must name another film in which that actor appeared. If a player cannot name another film or names a film that has already been named, the next player can name a film and knock out the previous player. We continue going around until only two players remain. When one of the two remaining players cannot name another film, the other player must name one more to win the round and get the point. If neither player can name another film, the round is a draw and no points are given. Does anybody have any questions about this game before we get started?
All right. Here's our guy. You guys ready?
You're ready.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Filmography of Richard Gere.
Nice. Oh, one of my faves.
Handsome.
So
all right, you start off, right?
Okay, so you draw, I'll start. So
yeah.
I am going with the one on the card, which is American Gigolo, and that goes to Alexi.
Yeah.
I will say Pretty Woman.
Sure. Okay, goes to me. I will say, Richard Gere, I will say...
Don't you dare burn those obscure ones up front, Dan.
I will. No, I know. I thought of that. I'm sorry. Okay. I'll say freaking fine. Fucking, I'll say Knights and Rodan. That's a big one. That's a...
Yeah, he died on a mudslide.
Yeah, all right. That goes to so later.
Chicago.
Sure.
Billy Flynn.
Mevious. Gavin.
In tribute to you, Dan Mecca, Mothman Prophecies.
Yes! Oh, I like that one. Sean Pittsburgh.
Do you guys hear that?
I think I didn't do that. I don't know.
I've been to the Mothman Museum because I am dedicated to my cryptids.
Gavin, I have a Mothman dress I think you'd really like.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
I'll send you pics.
Amazing.
All right, Katie Walsh, what do you got?
Officer and a Gentleman?
Sure.
Yeah, nice. Classic.
Great pick.
All right, Veronica, what do you got?
Autumn in New York.
Oh, Autumn in New York, yes. Directed by Joan Chen, FYI.
Is it?
It is indeed. Maria Lewis.
The greatest film ever made, The Jackals.
Oh, I like The Jackal. Corey
Jackal
Back to me. I'll say Runaway Bride.
Sure. We all remember where we were. All right, Alexi, what do you got?
I am going to say Internal Affairs.
That movie is a nasty one. All right.
Weird.
I will say, Richard Gere. Oh, a movie that I liked a lot. First Night. Remember First Night?
Oh, they used to play that on Channel 10.
Yes.
Every day.
All the time.
Over here, TNT was on all the time back in the day. All right, Blake, what do you got?
I want to go to the American remake, Breathless.
Oh, I love that one.
Wonderful picture.
Love that, Breathless. Gavin.
I'm also going with an American remake, Shall We Dance?
That was on my list, Dan.
That was it.
Yeah. All right, it's Katie.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, I'm digging into my Richard Gere bag. I don't know if this is the right title.
Say it. Whatever.
A movie I don't really like very much, directed by Oren Moverman, where he plays a homeless man.
I was just thinking of that.
I think it's Time Out of Mind.
I think so too. The Bob is it?
Album. I really like that movie, but it's funny you guys don't like it. Okay, good. Good. Different opinions. I like it. Okay.
Yeah.
Veronica, what's up?
I'm going to do Final Analysis.
Good.
Nice.
I've never been
a legitimately insane picture, which hopefully, Veronica, we will one day talk about on the
beach. I would love to. It's basically Basic Instinct again.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Yeah.
Wow.
That would be a great title. Basic Instinct.
Again.
You know, it's the really hot boys like today, folks.
It's that's really like, one. It's like Vertigo, but like more Vertigo-y. You know what I mean? It's
right. You're speaking my language.
Sort of bad psychoanalysis.
Exactly. It's like, what if we talked about Vertigo while Vertigo was happening? All right.
And if Richard Gere is playing a bisexual serial killer, this may be my new favorite movie.
Marie, who hasn't been there?
Another questionable Ed Norton performance, Primal Fear.
Sure.
Right.
There was never any Aaron Counselor. Spoiler alert for Primal Fear.
Is it called Arbitrage? Is that?
Yeah.
Arbitrage.
That was one of my little
Yeah, because it was big in Australia.
It was big in Australia.
It was kind of a...
Yeah.
I think it was kind of a small, big here, too, right?
It was a successful indie film, for sure. Yeah.
Damn it. Fucking on my list.
All right, Alexi, what do you got?
I'm going for a big one, Days of Heaven.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Oh, Jordan would have grabbed that if you were here.
All right, it goes to me. Okay. Oof. Okay. Fucking Richard Gere. All right, so fucking took Breathless. All right, it's a newer one. That movie, The Benefactor, with Theo James. Yeah.
Yeah.
Blake Howard.
There's one that's like on the tip of my tongue and it's like semi biggish. It's the fucking. He's one of several actors playing the same character in the movie.
Yeah.
No hint.
Gavin said it before. That's my only hint.
But not on this round, though.
No, yeah. Said it conversationally.
No, I'm saying, it still counts if Blake can get it.
Yeah. Because I was looking down. I've been writing down all of these ones.
I should be writing down I'm just writing down the ones I remember.
I'm
bad at this.
Good director.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now hold on. I'm gonna make a right hand turn. I'm not going there.
Is everybody still in?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's still in.
But we're getting to the nitty gritty now.
Though. Yeah, no, it's getting tough.
I'm trying to think of another one where he got hit by one of his co-stars. Alexi, you would have this one on your list, I'm thinking.
We're in?
No, I'm... Is it... I'm not... Is it... I'm still here?
You were so close before. Just
I'm not here.
No, we're so close. We're gonna give it to him, right, Corey?
I'm not there.
You're a T away. You're a T away.
You got it.
Yeah.
All right, Gavin, keep going.
What if I were to say to you, unfaithful?
Veronica can do that.
Fuck.
All right.
Enjoy your sexiness.
All right, Katie.
Okay. Okay, I don't know which really obscure one to go with. I feel like Richard Gere, I'm realizing, is a blind spot for me, but there's the sad dog movie.
Oh, God, so sad.
Oh, yes.
Which I'm trying to pull this dog.
Me and my wife watched that movie on a plane, and we were weeping. What? Like,
on
weeping.
A plane? Damn.
No.
Like, on a,
where you're most vulnerable.
What most of those people on the plane thought when me and my wife were like, together, like, oh my god, the dog is
okay. Here's the is it like Hachi?
Yep, that's what it is.
Hachi,
it's called Hachi, a dog's tail. Los Angeles.
I've never heard of that movie before.
I've never seen it, but there was something that I used to watch where like it was always on the like DVD preview, and so I had to watch it every time.
It's a movie, like, yeah. It
I've
is like
seen it
the last 20 minutes, like, if you. Like, it will break your heart and then, like, run it over, back up, drive. Anyway, all right.
It's like a movie where, like, a dog goes to visit the owner and then the owner dies and then the dog keeps going back to the, like, visit where the owner, anyway.
Yep.
Based on a true story.
Based on a true story. Yep.
God, get over it.
We're on a good one.
So I also have not been writing down the ones that people have said. And now that we're deep into this round, I'm concerned someone said it at the very beginning, but an officer and a gentleman.
Yeah, that was sad.
Can I think of
another one?
There's another one.
I do. Intersection.
Oh, yes. That is, Mark Rydell's Intersection.
Okay. Now we're in the Amazon Prime free
intersection.
Is that Lolita?
We're in the 2B section.
The You Liked Diabolique.
Yes, exactly right. Sharon Stone was also in. All right, Corey, what do you got?
No.
Maria, what do you got? Sorry.
I'm going to go with the David Ayer Anton Chigurh complex. Brooklyn's Finest.
Oh, God.
That was my next one.
Was it?
You know what?
No,
spoiler alert, they were not fine. They were actually really bad people.
Spoiler alert. People from Brooklyn are fine.
They were not fine. But he got to use this accent throughout most. I'm Richard Gere. I'm suicidal.
Gere, famously great at accents. Richard Gere, famously.
Yeah, seriously, him as Declan McGinnis is.
Oh, that accent is a fucking.
I'm Declan McGinnis.
Oh yeah. Brett, that movie came out. Brett Pitt was like, "I'm already."
Oh well, fuck that movie. They're bad. I love it. Anyway.
I like it, but anyway.
Okay. We talked about it, but me and Blake, talked about it on the podcast. Good movie.
Isn't your mom a big Gere fan, Dan?
Oh, my, the biggest.
She's not going to stand for that slander.
Dan's looking at a Richard Gere collage his mom made right now to pick those movies.
My mom, she came on the podcast to talk about Richard Gere.
I say this with no, like, it's hands down, far and away, my favorite episode of the B-side. I love your mom so much.
She's the best.
Okay, I'm really getting down to the wire here. I don't think this has been said. Is it called Red Corner?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Late 90s.
Now, fun fact, Red Corner was like the passion project of Buddhists.
Yeah,
Right.
Buddhist Richard Gere. He like got that movie made, and it's like very anti-China, you know, what have you. Yeah, interesting movie. Alexi, what do you got?
I'm two down to the wire. I reckon I'm one away from seeing Dennis Quaid movies. This is frequency. I call this American Rashomon. It is the movie Vantage Point.
Is it?
Yeah.
Dennis Quaid definitely hit it, but
hang on, Dennis Quaid is.
Wow, maybe I'm less than the one away from Dennis Quaid.
I don't think it's Richard Gere. It's Dennis.
I'm sure Dennis Quaid is in that. Yeah.
Wow. Someone look it up.
I looked
it up. That's crazy.
Dennis Quaid.
I'm sorry.
Less than one from going Dennis Quaid.
Oh, wow.
All right, Alexis. Yeah, that was crazy. Okay.
That's what we call going Quaid mode.
All right. So, Richard Gere.
Damn.
Okay, it's me. He was in a movie that I actually really love called, it's a really good movie called Yanks. I love that movie, Yanks. It's a World War II romance from way back. Love it.
I love
Foley could be making that up.
I want to say it's Lisa Eichhorn is the other.
Somebody fact check him.
I know. Lexi check.
Yeah. I promise you, it's a great movie.
Somebody check.
It's all about the confidence. You can tell it.
It's like, Julie McAdoo.
He's the lead. He does play Matt Dyson in Yanks. Australia, this movie was released as Seppos.
Is it Lisa Eichhorn? Is the woman or no?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, it's
Blake. Go ahead.
What you got?
I want to say frequency now. After Blake said that,
that's good.
Oh wow!
I'm fully Quaid.
Never go Quaid mode. I've got one left, and I feel like there's no way it'll get to me before I get to say it. But I'm tapped after that.
I just saw six movies
that I know by heart, and it drove me crazy.
Oh no!
I have at least four or five. I can keep going.
Gavin's on the.
I'm cheating.
He's on the gear.
The premise of the mixed reviews is that we do filmographies, so like. This is where my brain
went. And that's why you put him on the team.
Did you do Gear? You did a Gear?
No, we've never done Gear.
Oh, okay.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to invite your mom on. She's going to know shit I don't know.
You've never heard the podcast hosted by Gavin and Dan's mom, Gearhead? I mean, come on. Long running.
Top Gear.
All right. What do you think, Blake?
I hear he's into that. Anyways.
All right, Blake's up.
Double
D. All right, Gavin is up. What do you got?
Okay. A movie that we've all forgotten about, Amelia.
Yes, right. Mira Nair. All right, so Katie Walsh.
Okay, this is my really tenuous last gasp. It's the last thing I got in the chamber. Was he in the Oren Moverman follow up to Time Out of Mind about the horribly naughty teenagers? Is it called like The Dinner Party or something?
Oh, yeah, The Dinner. Yeah, he's in it.
Yeah, it's just called.
Can I have that?
Yeah, you can have it. Yeah, The Dinner.
I'm literally out next round.
Hey,
The Dinner.
Somebody I went to high school with plays a large role in that film, and I've never seen her in anything since.
Like, it's like four parents have a dinner because their kids got into some shenanigans, I believe.
Yeah, she's one of the kids.
The four parents get together and have a dinner because their kids like abused a homeless person.
Yes,
something. Like
something terrible.
Something like horrible.
Yes. I've seen that episode of Law and Order.
But he's in that, right?
He's in that, yep. Him and I believe it's Laura Linney. Okay.
Oren Moverman is getting me through this game. I never would have thought.
Oren, thank you.
Wow.
Veronica, what do you got?
That was one of mine too, only because I've seen like the cover. So it's like an image in my mind. I was like, dinner.
I've seen the whole damn thing.
This, I think, is my last one. No Mercy.
Sure.
Oh,
very good.
Like that.
Cool.
A deep Kim Basinger cut. Oh.
Kimmy, one of the two. You said the two. You said the Final Analysis and Richard Gere, the two.
I know. I wrote about Final Analysis.
That's one, right.
That's
you wrote for Brightwall.
Erotic thriller, yes. Richard Gere moment.
I think I prefer No Mercy. I don't know what you think. You prefer Final Analysis?
Big Time Five.
Yes. Okay. 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 I like them both, but okay. Yeah. Maria, what do you got?
Going to The Double with John Rhys-Meyers.
Oh my God! Yes.
Which was also quite big in Australia.
I know.
That was not big here.
Okay. Tell me if this is a movie. Is it called A Hoax?
Yes.
Yes. Is a Howard Hughes movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
You mean the Lassie Hallström classic? Okay. Never been uttered ever.
The last one on my cheeks.
All right. So Alexi's out. So I will say another early one that I loved. This is a Julie Mecca classic, a movie called Blood Brothers is really good. Okay. So what else? Gavin, right? Yep.
Yes, Dr. T and the Women. I'm shocked that nobody has named.
Oh, I like that movie. A lot of people.
No, you don't. Dan Mecca. I do. Don't like that.
I do.
Stop sucking up to Altman. He is dead. My favorites.
Isn't he your favorite? Yeah, I was gonna say. Isn't he your favorite?
Yeah.
Comic? Yeah. Katie Walsh. What do you got?
Literally nothing.
Okay, Katie's out. Katie's out. Veronica. What do you got?
I think I'm out too.
All right, Veronica's out. Maria, what do you got?
The second.
Yes!
Best Exotic Marigold Hotel.
Right, I forgot.
The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel.
All right, so Maria is holding it
Maria
down.
Yeah, holding wow. down the story. I'm running out, though, because it's like I'm working my way through a Richard Gere deep cuts that were big in Australia, and there's like four. About to last longer than Gavin's list.
But it feels like Corey is out, right? What do you got, Corey?
I think I'm out. Is that the Sharon Stone one?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, yep. Okay, I'm tapped.
All right, Corey's out. All right, so Alexi's out. I'm in. Do I have another one, Dan? Do you have another one? Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Depression movie. Oh, my God. What is it called? With Lena Olin. What is that movie called? Guys.
I can't tell you.
Mr. Jones. Like 92. Not great. All right. Blake's out. Gav, what do you got?
The Diane Keaton classic, Looking for Mr. Goodbar.
Ooh, that is a great movie.
That is a great movie.
And Richard Gere is insane in that movie. It is anyway, all right.
It's one of my favorite performances of his, and it's not messed up enough.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. All right, so.
The Jackal, that's what it isn't.
That's what
true. All right, Maria, you got one, Maria? What do you got?
Okay. Has anybody said Miles from Home?
No.
I didn't have it. All right. I think Gary Sinise.
Yeah, and I can't believe you just said that because that was a back pocket one of mine. And I'm like, God.
Oh, fuck yeah.
All right. So I might be out now. We'll see. All right. So am I up next? Damn it. Okay. Yeah. Shit.
I think it's just the three of you.
There's at least one quite big one that we have missed.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. There's another remake that he was in that people didn't like. It was the remake of the Martin Gere movie. Oh, my God. What is it called?
A Gere remake of Gere?
Yeah. It's it's Jodie Foster. It's one word. It's him and Jodie. Guy comes home from the war, but it's a different guy.
Oh, I know what it is.
Summersby.
There you go.
Summersby.
Right. That's very MechaCore.
Summersby. Yeah. Deeply MechaCore. It's not strong. I like it though. All right. Gavin, what do you got, Gav? What do you got?
Has anybody said The Cotton Club?
No.
Oh, that was one that killed me.
Fuck.
As soon as I left the game, I saw it, I wanted to hurt myself. I wanted to punish myself.
And let's just say, the Cotton Club Encore, the Rika, is like amazing.
Amazing.
Great.
Amazing. Masterpiece.
Truly great. Maria, what do you got?
Okay. The OG Oppenheimer? Norman?
Oh, yeah, Norman.
And Oppenheimer.
Good movie. I like that.
Wow.
Underrated. Okay, so
I'm really scraping the fucking bottom of the barrel.
I might be out. I can't immediately think of. Oh my God, I'm not, because he made a movie that is arguably the most boring movie ever made. Really hurt his career. Bruce Beresford made a movie called King David.
Oh yeah.
It's not very good.
That's bad.
Yeah.
And he stopped making movies for a second after it came out. Okay. Gavin, what do you got?
I think I have two more.
Oh yeah, really?
And
cool.
one's a catch-all, so I'm gonna sit on that one.
Yeah.
The other one that I keep thinking about is a little romance with Juliette Binoche called B Season.
Crazy weird movie, that movie.
That sounds like a parody.
I believe it's on 30 Rock. I believe there's a joke.
Yeah, exactly.
B season. All right, Maria, what do you think?
Okay, currently playing in cinemas in Australia, probably nowhere else. It's this movie called Maybe I Do with Luke Bracey.
Yes.
Which I wouldn't be out by now if I...
The Australian Tom Hanks. Luke Bracey, the Australian Tom Hanks.
He's in a movie with Emma Roberts that feels illegal.
Again.
There's been more than one. All right, so...
Yeah, that's like their third together. They're doing the whole, like, fucking Emma...
Julia needs to put a stop to that.
So I believe I'm going to be out because I cannot think of another one. I'll give myself a couple seconds. Gavin, go ahead.
Such a good pull.
What do you got, Jeff?
Movie 43, the movie that everybody is at.
Damn it.
It for me.
All right, so Gavin, that was movie 43. Maria, do you have anything else?
No, that was big in Australia. Big in Australia.
Was it really?
Yeah. Well, guess what, guys? That means the round is a draw. No points are given. Because
film stage wins, by default.
Yeah, I don't have any more after that. All right, truly. So,
real quick, let's just name a couple. Did we miss or Courtney?
I just want to say I'm so proud of us. We're getting that.
That was amazing.
Here's
round of applause.
Round of applause, Dan, Maria, Gavin. Sure.
Yeah, look, I think went in so deep.
Maybe I Do, Norman, Maria Lewis, fucking heroic shit.
If it was Marlon Brando, I would have been fucked. But Richard Gere, that's right in my wheelhouse.
You know, honestly, I'm looking right now. We didn't really miss much.
We missed but really early, really obscure stuff. So I think we hit all the big ones.
That's
King David Light.
I was sitting on the second best exotic Marigold Hotel for a long time. I was like, no one's gonna say it.
he was in an episode of Kojak. That's fun.
We fucked up on the Bruce Beresford thing because he's Australian. We should have had that.
Yeah. But who remembers King David? What's funny is the one big quote unquote big movie we didn't get is that movie, the Sidney Lumet movie Power, which nobody remembers. Yeah. But that Sidney Lumet movie though. It's interesting. Yeah. All right,
turned it into a series with 50 Cent on Stars. Everybody knows.
Really good.
Okay, and with that, the film thing are the winners. Thanks so much to One Heat Minute for joining us. Dan, do you want to tell us what else we have coming up?
I do, sir. I do. We'll be back every 2 weeks with brand new episodes of this summer series. So follow us on the Film Stage Show podcast feed or our YouTube channel all summer long. One final time, thanks to all of our guests from One Heat Minute. Blake, Katie, Alexi, Maria. Blake, tell us where all you guys are, the cool stuff that you all have going on. Plug away, my good friend Blake.
Okay, so firstly, Katie and I do a show called Miami Nice together, so you can find that on One Heat Minute Productions. That is dabbling in both Collateral and everything Miami Vice, and you can read her great stuff. Follow her on Twitter, you can see, because she writes for the Tribune, it's a new service in LA Times, so you can just see all of her excellent reviews there. And if you're in LA, go to Bleak Week at the American Cinematheque, because Katie's fucking hosting everything there.
It's the bleakest bitch we know.
I'm so sad because actually Bleak Week is over, hopefully we will have more. I will be doing more fun stuff with the American Cinematheque.
We're gonna have Blake Week.
That's it.
Yeah, Blake Week just started.
On repeat until we kill ourselves.
Alexi Joliopoulos is an extremely talented podcaster, stand-up comedian, writer. Lex's Total Reboot podcast with Cam James is absolutely amazing, and they've done three incredible fucking series. One of them is on YouTube, the most recent one, Finding Jesus, which is one of the best short YouTube series you'll ever see. And
one of the best shows of 2022. It is fucking...
And they're kind of pop culture, hilarious investigations. The first one, Finding Drago, and the second one, Finding Desperado, are podcasts, and then the YouTube series is Finding Jesus. You have to see and or hear them. And my extremely talented friend, Maria Lewis, author of like a whole bunch of novels, now Aurealis award-winning podcaster for The Phantom Never Dies, also is another podcast there. And she's got a couple... She's got a couple of new books coming out. I will let her do all of the plugs, but the coolest shit that she's got going on right now is her incredible short film, The House That Hungers, is getting its Australian premiere on the 16th of June. Am I right with that, Matt? Did I get the date right?
No.
18th of June at Supernova in Sydney, and yeah. I can't wait for people to see it because it is outstanding.
It's awesome.
It's funny and formally brilliant, and she's amazing. And
congratulations on that. That's amazing.
Yeah, congrats.
Hey.
It's awesome.
Hey. Can I plug one more thing?
Plug it.
Yeah, please.
My Marvel book, Mockingbird, is out at the end of June, and you can grab that from wherever you like. And I have a movie-based flasher called The Graveyard Shift, which drops in September. You can buy that from all the booksellers. And Assassin's Creed book is out in November called Daughter of No One.
Hey, this, the Assassin's Creed thing, I just saw. That's so cool. That's so cool. Wow. I mean, that's all the plugs. I love it. Amazingly talented people. Thank you guys for coming on. Let me just quickly say, Gavin, thank you for coming on Team Filmstage. Obviously, we mentioned it before, the Mixed Reviews podcast. You guys just did a great episode of Michelle Rodriguez. You have a million really good things. I recommend the Jane Fonda and Warren Beatty episodes, because I'm on those.
We're going to be back for a Jane Fonda update. She did three movies this year. That's
honestly
great.
Yeah.
You don't have to ask me.
80 for Brady.
And Veronica, we mentioned before, co-host of the Braywell Dark Room podcast. You guys just did an episode on the Philadelphia story. But obviously, I have a lot of love, and we talked about it when you came on our show for the Vanilla Sky episode. So
yeah.
Definitely check that out.
Big defender. Yeah, we only talk about one movie at a time, so that's usually more of my speed. I remember
I'm jealous.
Seeing Vanilla Sky with my grandparents, and that line where she goes, "I swallowed your cum," and my grandparents are like, "That means something."
That means something.
Yeah.
That's funny. Well, thank you all for being on. I really appreciate it. And let me just say, for the film stage, we've been Dan Mecca, Cinephile creator Corey Everett. Please check out, as we said before, the Mixed Reviews podcast. Check out Brightwell Dark Room. Check out all the great things that Blake and Maria mentioned. And we will see you all in 2 weeks. Bye.
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 When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.